This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, 18 Jul 2026. Let's get to the top stories. As the day unfolds, Israel enjoys a warm summer afternoon. The sun shines brightly over Tel Aviv, while Jerusalem experiences mild breezes. Haifa sees clear skies, perfect for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, the United States strikes Iran for the seventh night in a row. Iranian forces respond with strikes across the Gulf, targeting Kuwait, Bahrain, and Jordan. This report comes from Times of Israel in earlier reporting. Also, the U.S. targets Iran's supply lines to its Hormuz naval base. Washington attacks infrastructure around Bandar Abbas. This is from Ynet earlier today. Also this hour, Iran faces more bombing than Dahye, becoming a security burden. U.S. strikes continue in the south as Iranian security forces prepare for potential protests. Israel Hayom reported this earlier today. Separately, Jake Auchincloss defends his vote to cut off Israel aid. He criticizes Trump and Netanyahu for allegedly breaking a military assistance compact. This is from JNS from earlier today. And finally, Colombia and Slovenia recognized a Palestinian state. Now, they're relocating their embassies to Jerusalem. JT covered this in earlier reporting. Reaction has been swift on social media. AMK Mapping, a New Zealand-based analyst, posted just minutes ago, Iranian drones attacked the city of Sulaymaniyah in Iraqi Kurdistan. Fires rage following explosions. Hussam Zomlot, a Palestinian diplomat, writes on X now. He highlights the National March for Palestine in London. The movement for justice and accountability grows louder. From IL Red Alert, the missile alert tracker, posting moments ago, Iran claims U.S. strikes disrupted over 116 telecommunications towers. This affects services in Hormozgan province. Let's delve deeper into these stories. Starting with Times of Israel's report, the U.S. continues its nightly strikes on Iran. Tensions rise as Iranian forces fire back across the Gulf. The situation escalates, affecting regional stability and civilian safety. Turning to Ynet's coverage, the U.S. aims to cripple Iran's logistics near the Strait of Hormuz. By targeting infrastructure, Washington hopes to restrict Iran's military capabilities. This disruption could impact global oil markets. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom highlights Iran's internal struggles. As U.S. strikes intensify, Iran's government faces increasing domestic pressure. Security forces brace for renewed protests, indicating social unrest might spread. Now to JNS's piece. Jake Auchincloss defends his controversial vote. He accuses Trump and Netanyahu of undermining military agreements. This decision could influence future U.S.-Israel relations. Finally, from JTA, Colombia and Slovenia's embassy moves to Jerusalem. This decision marks a shift in their foreign policy, favoring Israeli diplomacy. It brings potential for strengthened ties with Israel. In financial news, first, Ynet Business reports Israeli defense firm Bagheera lands a 9 million euros NATO support deal. This long-term agreement enhances Bagheera's military training systems. Separately, Israel Hayom Business highlights BIG's initiative. The company funds flights for employees abroad to vote in the elections. This move encourages civic participation among its workforce. And finally, CTEC covers Beacon Security's latest achievement. The Israeli startup raises $13 million in seed funding. This investment supports AI cybersecurity advancements. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 5 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.